Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Harry. The topic or the subject is real, with scare quotes, real cost of attendance.
Hey, Ben and Nathan, huge fan of the podcast and LSAT Demon's overall philosophy. You guys are great to watch and very informative. I wanted to show you something I found on Harvard Law's website. You frequently speak about how schools are charging students much more for tuition than what it truly costs, partly to cover scholarships. I was looking on Harvard's financial aid website, and they have this line that is just truly shocking. They say that, quote, the tuition fee covers only about 43% of the total cost of providing a full range of educational services to each student. Basically, according to their logic, with their $70,000 tuition, they are saying it costs over $160,000 per student to provide an HLS education. I got to call bullshit on this one. I know they are Harvard, and it probably is a higher cost of education than the average school, but that much? What do you guys think? I attached a screenshot of the whole page below.
It's kind of gross that they're putting that on their like need based. Why are they talking about that? I wouldn't say that out loud if I were them.
Well, first of all, I do know that this is a thing. So, for example, in undergrad, and so then we can shift this discussion to law school. But in undergrad, when you go to a public university, your tuition only covers about half of the cost that the university incurs to educate you. When you go to a private undergrad university, your tuition covers 70 to 80% of the cost it takes to educate you. So, you know, there's some value in going to a public school because your education is being paid for by the public.
Cost it takes to educate you, though, includes bloated salaries for certain faculty and administration
who and the new dorm rooms, which are $250,000 per bed. That's not a number I'm making up. That's a number I read recently. So yeah, there are a lot of costs that then get divided by the student body and attributed to each of the students, and in theory have some tangential benefit for you, but it's pretty attenuated, right?
Yeah. I mean, Harvard has like this $1 billion or I don't know, multi-billion-dollar endowment, and they've got to spend the money somehow. So it's not like, so no one owns Harvard, right?
Yeah.
But the tenured faculty who are going to be there until they die, who make hundreds of thousands, or as far as I know, millions of dollars in salary every year. Like, okay, nominally they're getting paid for providing the educational services to the students. But are they really going to leave and go somewhere else? Like, does Harvard actually pay them a competitive salary? Or are they getting essentially a profit share from the operations of the school? It just seems kind of distasteful when the school is like, well, the actual cost, I mean, you're getting more than $70,000 worth of value because we actually spend $160,000 a year per student. We're only charging you 70, but we're spending $160,000 by giving it to ourselves.
Well, also you have to recognize that they're research institutions, right? So there's a lot of money coming in to fund research at these very elite schools.
At the law school? And,
well, this is where these numbers are so hard to assess because
right.
How much of this is being attributed to the law school? Probably not. But like, at least my point is that money is actually going towards research, right? It's right. Not going to the students. It's not going to educating the student, but they just took the number and divided by the number of students. Yeah.
It benefits you as an undergrad or as a grad student if you're actually working in that lab.
Sure.
You know, then it benefits you because you were there doing this cutting edge research.
Yeah.
But it doesn't benefit you other than in some, you know, very attenuated way where it's like, well, Harvard came up with the cure for cancer, and my degree says Harvard Law School on it. So by virtue of the fact that Harvard cured cancer, now my Harvard JD is worth more money. That's like extremely attenuated.
Yeah.
But that is a lot of what's going on here, right? I mean, they're certainly not spending $160,000 on direct services to educate the student. I mean, that's fucking insane. It's especially insane at the law school.
Well, at the law school where, right? Schools are, the classes are huge.
Yeah.
And there is no homework in the vast majority of these classes except for the final exam. So your teachers are literally just lecturing to you. And then at the end, grading one paper.
We need to get some more emails on this. We have Harvard law students on our team. So, you know, like I'd love to hear what Sarah, for example, thinks of this. I'm sure she would come up with, have a pretty witty comeback, I think, to the idea that Harvard is paying $160,000 a year to educate her. Like, I bet that people at Harvard could provide us with some anecdotes and some photographs of what you get for $160,000 a year. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah. I would also like to really hear about many other, quote, more normal schools, because Harvard is such an elite institution that what the hell goes on there in some ways, what can you even glean from that, right? What happens at George Washington? What happens at Hastings, or I guess now UC Law San Francisco, right? How much does it actually cost to educate a law student? And are they not fudging the numbers in some way? What numbers are we actually looking at? That would be interesting.
You know, and then it's just hilarious that the emails that I continue to get from UC Hastings, San Francisco Law School, that are begging me for money to pay for bar prep classes for their students. It's like, oh, wow, you're spending all this money, huh, to educate these kids? But then you also want to beg your alumni for money so that the same students can take a $5,000 barbary class so that they can actually pass the bar.
I mean,
very questionable what kinds of education you're getting for that amount of money.
Yeah, which really comes back to, if it really costs this much per student, what the fuck are you doing?
How are you not preparing them for the bar exam in the state in which they live?
I can sign up for a Coursera account. You know Coursera?
Yeah. I'm taking a Yale class right now on Coursera in narrative economics. It's fascinating. Robert Schiller is the professor. It's fucking free. And I'm taking a class from Yale. I could pay and get a dorky certificate, but I'm there to learn. So I'm just taking this class for free.
Yeah. And if you want to pay, we're talking $39 a month for a Coursera right. account. So, you know, when it comes to the actual goal, which is to get someone from a state where they don't know how to practice law to a state where they might be somewhat ready to go to a firm and then learn how to practice law, it doesn't cost $160,000 per year. I mean, look, Harry, you said $160,000 per student, but you were referring to per year, right? So,
so $500,000 in three years.
It doesn't take that much money to get that information into your head.
Nor should it take 3 years.
Yep.
It should take 1 year, and I don't know how much, but not that much. Just, it wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of things that are not actually educating the students.
Yeah.
You know, and you see what happens when it's just like, it's an academic competition. It's a very expensive signaling is what is happening at these schools. And the fact that you've gotten into Harvard is already enough that the big law firms are going to come trying to hunt you down.
Yep.
And then whether you make it in big law or not, that's just going to be a further winnowing process. It's a very expensive process of elimination in law school.
Yeah.
Don't pay for law school if you can avoid it.
Yep.
Anything more for Harry?
No, thanks for writing in. And I do hope people share more information, especially about other law schools, more normal law schools. I want to hear what's going on there.
That's the purpose of this show. I mean, if you like the podcast, please send us news items, questions, anything that you'd like us to discuss on the show. You just got to email daily at lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.